Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is July 13th, 2017, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is Emergency, and our guest skeptic is Dr. Ian Steele. He is a professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Ottawa. He's internationally recognized for his research in emergency medicine with a focus on developing clinical decision rules. Ian is best known for the development of the Ottawa Ankle Rules and Canadian C-Spine Rules, and as a principal investigator for the landmark OPAL study for pre-hospital care. Welcome to the SGEM, Ian.
Thanks, Ken. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, this is another episode in the summer series of SGEM Extras called Legends of Emergency Medicine. And these episodes will highlight some of the pioneers and leaders of our specialty. And I hope these episodes will give the next generation of emergency physicians access to some of the superstars in our field. And I'm sure many of the SGEMers already know a little bit about Ian Steele because of all the rules he produces. But Ian, can you tell us like one non-medical thing that you'd like to do besides research?
I spend a lot of my time with my family. We like to get outdoors. I've been skiing since I was 4 years old, got my two boys into skiing at three, and now my little grandson, Will, we got him out on skis at age one this year. So you could say it's a lot of skiing going on in our family.
So you're not always in the lab, you're not always doing research, you're not always cranking out these rules. You actually have a life outside of medicine, and I think people should know that.
Yeah, my wife would question how much time I give to that other life, but I definitely have a regular life.
Well, each legend of emergency medicine has been asked to pick theme music for their episode, and you picked Emergency by Iconopop. And now this was a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, I was so sure you were going to pick Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. So tell me, how did you come up with this song, Emergency?
Well, it's not like I've been a longtime fan of Iconopop, but I really like this song. It's about emergency, so I was more comfortable with that theme, emergency, than the ruley thing. And I just think it's a nice song. It's kind of edgy, and may, you know, fool your listeners into thinking I'm kind of a cool guy.
Yeah, I think it might. Now, I've been asking each legend if they remember where we first met. And of course, none of them do, I think, because it's a big deal for me when I meet, you know, my legend of emergency medicine. But it's not so much a big deal for them. So do you have any clue when we first met?
Like in med school? maybe we were at that bar in New Orleans. I certainly remember you as the bat guy 2 years ago. But before that, I have to say it's a little hazy, Ken.
Well, my first memory of meeting you was at a Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians meeting years ago. And you, of course, already were this legend of emergency medicine, known for all the rules you publish. And I think I went a little fanboy on you because I went up to you and got my picture taken. Does that prompt your memory at all?
A little bit. Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Now you.
I don't think I had to call security or anything. No.
Now you were formally dressed, looking quite good in a suit, holding a glass of wine, quite refined. And if I remember correctly, I'm wearing this golf shirt and drinking a beer. And in fact, I think it was that beer, that liquid courage, that helped me approach you to say hello. And I'll try to find that picture and put it up on the blog.
Well, that's cute. Yeah, I'm pretty approachable.
Actually, you were fantastic and you were very approachable. But I want to get back to this rules thing that you're so famous for. Are you familiar with the golden rule?
From the Bible? Sure. That's a good rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think that's a great rule.
Yeah, that was the golden rule. Now, you may not be so familiar with the golden rule from the movie Aladdin.
Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
I would suggest there's a golden rule for clinical decision instruments. Whoever publishes all the high-quality, clinically relevant research makes the rules, and you have published some of the best research in the EM world.
Thanks, Ken. Much appreciated.
Well, in contrast, I am just the tool who does critical appraisals of all your amazing research. But why do you keep calling them rules? It's just tempting me to break them. So I keep trying to rebrand your rules as tools to try to guide our care, not dictate our decisions.
Yeah, so I've heard that quite a few times over the years. So you might have noticed that in the last 10 years, nothing has been called a rule anymore. So we have actually, as we moved into much more sophisticated kind of decision making, we are developing a whole array of risk scales. So we have the Canadian Heart Failure Risk Scale, the COPD Risk Scale. So the word rules are going into the background, Ken.
Wow, maybe I had a small part to play in that. But I have one other memory of us meeting, at least a very distinct memory, and that was at another CAPE meeting. And this time, I think you had some liquid courage as you put on the bat doc mask. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I'm hard to forget. You were whipping around dressed up as Batman, and this was at the Edmonton CAPE meeting at one of the really nice events at Fairmont Hotel. And at any rate, you did convince me to put on the mask and do the little act. So that's when you did make a big imprint on me. A good thing you've lost that picture and that video. I'm glad that's not out there anymore.
Oh, believe me, I will find it and I will post it.
Join Kate. I'm Bat Doc.
Well, since meeting at various CAPE conferences, we've actually worked together on an SGEM hot off the press, and that was episode number 170 called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and it was a review of your Ottawa Heart Failure Risk Scale. What did you think of combining that traditional publication with social media?
No, I think that's great. I mean, we all know as researchers, just because you get something published in a peer-reviewed journal doesn't mean any of the clinicians out there are going to pay the slightest bit of attention. So this modern era of knowledge translation, we have to work really hard to use all the tools at our disposal to get evidence out to the average clinician on the front lines.
Well, I checked the Altmetric scores today, which is a measure of social media impact, and we knocked that one out of the park. That paper has a score of 128, and that places it in the top 5% of 8 million articles and number 14 of all time published in AEM.
Well, that is, I'm sure, without your help, I would have got a score of 3. So thank you, Ken.
Well, it just shows you how social media can cut that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. But that's enough reminiscing about us. Let's get to the formal part of this SGEM Extra. Legends of Emergency Medicine. And we're going to go through 5 things to find out your thoughts as a leader, an innovator, and disruptor of emergency medicine. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Question number 1, what's the biggest positive change you've seen in emergency medicine over your career?
Well, I've been in this business a really long time, and I hate to tell you that I started my first emergency department job 40 years ago, and I have seen a lot of changes all across the board. First of all, emergency medicine has become a recognized specialty. It's the most one of the most popular residency programs of all the fields. But what I'm really happy about is to see the specialty growing up and that we are really embracing evidence-based medicine. And I think that might partly reflect, that this is most folks in the business are pretty young. So we have come a long way from when I was a resident and was all about the the good old eminence-based medicine, where the old guys told the young guys what to do. So I'm very happy to see that, and I have some concerns that we may lose that, but I'll keep pushing.
All right, question number two. What's the biggest negative change you've seen in emergency medicine over your career?
Well, many of us currently are working in really amazingly crowded, unsafe conditions. I think this is right across the country, and this is discouraging for many folks. I know people are feeling burnt out at times because of the conditions. They love their job. They love working with the team. They love helping patients day to day. But some of the unrealistic conditions that have been forced upon us by loss of hospital beds, et cetera, is pretty discouraging. The other thing is that emergency doctors are amazing diagnosticians, and you have to be a good clinician to diagnose. That's what we do. We see all these people with vague complaints, and we figure out what's wrong with them, and there's nobody better in all of medicine than we are in figuring out what's wrong with patients, and we do it quickly. But I'm a little concerned about the ubiquitous use of the CT scanner that some docs are being trained to kind of let their clinical skills become a bit dormant. And I'm not old-fashioned. I order lots of scans myself. But I think that our trainees and young doctors need to respect their clinical judgment and learn to have confidence in their clinical judgment and be able to manage patients confidently without always turning to a CT scan.
I really like that you said that, because I believe that you should do a good history followed by a directed physical exam and then pull out the imaging studies once you're looking at confirming what diagnosis you're ruling in or ruling out. So I'm really glad that you expressed it that way.
Yeah, I hope we didn't just lose all the listeners under the age of 45.
Question number three, Ian, is what contribution to emergency medicine that you made are you most proud of? And this is probably going to be really difficult for you because you have all of these rules, all of these great research papers that you've put out. So I'm just wondering, which one is your favorite?
So, Ken, I know you're trying to get me to pick my favorite rule or something, but that's like asking a parent to pick his favorite child. And not only do I have various rules and scales, but I've also spent a lot of time doing the cardiac arrest, trauma, and pre-hospital resuscitation research, which has been equally rewarding for me. So, no favorite. And I think what I'm proud of is that we, in the early days, which is going back a few years, were able to take the methods and techniques used by other fields, high-level, rigorous research techniques, and apply them to our very chaotic and difficult world, whether it be seeing, you know, many, many patients in the ED or dealing with the totally unstructured case of a trauma or a cardiac arrest in the field. So I think I helped with my own studies sort of bring rigor and large sample size, et cetera, to how we go about studying the various problems that we are confronted with on a daily basis as clinicians. And we have such great opportunity in emergency medicine because we have such a rich array of patients and clinical material to study. So even though I've been hard at it for 25 years, I think there's a great future ahead for research in emergency medicine.
So it was somewhat of an unfair question because it's like asking a parent, which one of your children is your favorite? And you do all these clinical decision rules, but you do also do all this amazing work in the pre-hospital environment.
Yeah, I have a balance, or I have had a balance, because I'm so involved in other administrative roles at CAPE and in our own department here in Ottawa that I'm trying to focus a little bit more what I'm studying at the present time. And what I really like, though, is the role of the mentor, and I'm proud of the research fellowship program we've had here in Ottawa, and it makes me like a proud papa to see all the young investigators come up quickly, you know, like Jeff Perry and Christian Viancourt and Venk doing syncope studies. It's really great to see this happening.
Okay, the fourth question is, what advice would you, as the famous Dr. Ian Steele, give someone who's interested in going into emergency medicine?
Well, I think it's a great field. I think people select themselves because they like the action and the quick feedback you get from helping people rapidly. So if you're that kind of person, this is a good field for you. You have to be fairly tough and physically fit because it can be tough in terms of shift work. I think if you can develop a sideline or a specific interest within emergency medicine, other than just seeing patients, particularly in the teaching area, but also research, I think that'll help you enjoy your career as well. And it's not just all about the money, so make sure you have a healthy life outside of the emergency department.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up wellness, because that's a really hot topic these days for staying healthy and well while you're delivering high quality care.
No, absolutely. And I question, I have now unfortunately become one of the older docs in our group. I mentioned I started working over 40 years ago, but I think it's I've tried to keep myself healthy, and also I've spread my interests around so I didn't feel like I was becoming stale or burnt out.
Well, the fifth and final question is, you're a researcher. I want you to put on your research hat and come up with a hypothesis of what you picture emergency medicine looking like in the next 10 years.
Okay, I think that the whole field's going to prosper and thrive. And, we have an amazing group of emergency physicians in this country. And I think we're getting better every year. And we will only continue to improve as we do research, but we also have top-notch teaching methods, educational activities to help train the next generation, but also to keep ourselves up to date. So I think that the quality of care is going to continue to improve, and that we will all be very proud of what we're doing in every ED across Canada.
Well, that ends the formal five questions. Is there anything else that you, as a legend of emergency medicine, want to discuss?
Well, I appreciate being called a legend, and my mom, who's now 95, would definitely be pleased to hear that. But we're all the same, and I think that when we have difficulties in the ED, for example, we've got to remember why we're there, and the patients come first. So I think if your motto at the hospital is the patient always comes first, that you're never going to go wrong.
Well, I'm trying to get a saying out there, or coining a term, that in emergency medicine, we should have an NNT of one. Every single patient we should be able to have a positive impact on. So our NNT in emergency medicine should be one.
Absolutely.
Now, there was one other thing that I think that we needed to mention, and that is you were getting all of your clinical decision rules into some kind of app. Isn't that right?
Yes, my coordinator would be very disappointed if I failed to mention the Ottawa Rules app, which is out on iOS and Android, and has recently been upgraded to make it more interactive, and also we've included the Canadian CT head rule, so it's free. Like, this is nothing we're making money on, but it includes videos on how to actually do the rules and very clear instructions. But we're expanding, so we'll be adding some of Jeff Perry's neuro stuff and also the heart failure and COPD scales in the near future. So we hope to make this thing better and better every year. The Ottawa Rules app.
So in addition to the picture of you and I meeting for possibly the first time and you appearing in a Bat Doc video, I'll make sure I include a link to the Ottawa app so people can download it and get familiar with it and use it to provide better care to the patients they're managing.
Outstanding. That would be nice. Thanks, Ken.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the SGEM and sharing your story. But the rule on my show is that as the legend of emergency medicine, you get to give the SGEM tagline.
With pleasure, Ken. So remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it here on Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.
Talk to everyone next time.